Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up at the top of the hour, Miss Ann is standing by with the latest on the investigation on the school shooting in Uvalde, Texas. Also in trending entertainment news, we'll talk about the Time 100 Most Influential People list. Plus, Will Smith tells David Letterman family is everything. We'll talk about all of these stories at the top of the hour. But right now, it is time to ask the Chief Love Officer, the CLO, Steve Harvey. Marina in Nevada says, I was a bridesmaid in my friend's wedding, and at the reception, I was dancing and having a ball until my left breast popped out.
All right.
Later on, the groom whispered to me that my breasts looked delicious. Was he joking or flirting with me at his wedding?
Well, definitely wasn't joking. That definitely was not a joke. I think he was being factual. I do think he was being factual.
Boop!
Now, what else information do you need?
What do you say when it pop out? What are you supposed to say?
I don't know. Mine has never popped out. And if it do, I'm going to just be honest with you. There ain't much to see. I've had it out before out in public and ain't nobody bought it up.
Nobody flirted.
Look at the breasts on Steve.
They look delicious.
Ain't nobody never said it. They look delicious.
Research came back negative.
Yeah.
Move along, nah. Folks. Nothing to see here. Uh-huh. All right. All right, is that the right question she should be asking, though?
All okay. Right, though, girl. Uh-huh. Yeah.
She know what's up. Girl, stop. You ain't
fine.
All right,
five. Moving on to Jeremy in Austin. Jeremy writes, my boss and I are drinking buddies, but he's crossed the line with me. I'm a happily married man, and I thought he was, too. But he's got a side chick that comes to hang out with us. He expects me to act like we're all just hanging out, but that's not cool. How do I tell him that he's foul and I want no parts of it?
Why don't you quit hanging out with him?
It's your boss.
You're a couple.
Why don't you quit hanging out with him? It ain't your business for starters.
No.
But you ain't got to co-sign it, but you got to quit hanging out. When she show up, you go home. Dog, don't get yourself in that. But now also know this. You have some very pertinent information. So as far as I'm concerned, I got a job forever.
Okay.
Yeah. Right.
I like how you think.
Nah, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I ain't going to do you, dog, but then you can't ever do me.
Yeah, right. Get done.
Yeah.
All right. Moving on to Ayana in Richmond. Ayana says, 4 years ago, I had weight loss surgery before my wedding. My husband is still overweight, and it affects his self-esteem. He expects me to wear big shirts and sweats to cover up my dream body, and I'm not going to do that. How can I assure this man that I will still love his fat behind no matter what? Aw.
Put some pressure on his big ass. Put some pressure on his big ass.
What? Say it again.
Yeah, put some pressure on his big ass.
Yeah.
Wear your stuff. Show your shape. Deal with it.
Okay.
That's it?
What else?
Yeah. Put some pressure on him.
She still loves him no matter what.
Mm-hmm. Shirley, I love a lot of fat people.
Really? But you're not married to them. This is a little different. It's her husband.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, I love.
Statement still stands.
I love a lot of fat people. There ain't no problem. If you don't love fat people, something wrong with you.
That's right.
Because somebody got to love your little skank skinny ass.
It's a two-way street.
It's a two-way street. What is you hurt for? You know, I'm telling you right now, you ain't pretty and cute to everybody now.
All right, last one, Steve. We're moving on to Lelia in Mobile. Lila says, I loaned a friend one of my evening gowns, and she returned it without dry cleaning it. I unzipped the bag in front of her and then zipped it back up and gave it back to her. She told me that she preferred for me to clean it with my own dry cleaner that I trust. My husband says he gets her point. Who's right here?
Just get it clean.
You know, I mean, look, what you want. First of all, stop loaning your clothes out. Because obviously you have a problem. Why are we in the club? How old are y'all?
She didn't state her age.
Okay, well, you got a husband, so obviously something's wrong.
Yeah.
Now we need to stop this here. Stop loaning out your clothes. The next thing, clean your dress where you want it clean.
Yeah.
She obviously poor because she buying clothes. Mm-hmm. Now, her cleaners ain't going to do like yours. She just going to take it down to the laundry. It's wash and fold down there where she go. Now, if you want your dress, wash and fold. If you want it wash and fold, that's what she do. She already know that. So take it to the cleaners you like.
Mm-hmm. $4 a pound. $4 a pound.
But still, what is her husband agreeing with her friend for? That's probably what she's mad about, too. That is.
Well, you know, because he just tried to offer the quickest fix. If you got to go back and forth with your friend about the dress, that ain't going to be good business. Your husband just say, hey, just clean it where you want to get it clean, baby. Then it'll be over with. Now, she going to take it down there, going to get it shrunk. Now, you ain't going to be able to wear it.
He's really going to wear it.
Because she's going to get it shrunk, because she's going to take it down there to the fold and wash.
Yeah. That's terrible.
So let's just go.
You know down there, they don't read no labels. Everything go in with one wash. Your dress going to be in there with some sheets, and you ain't going to understand it.
So the point is, her husband was just trying to fix it too. He wasn't trying to agree with the friend.
That's all. That's all it was.
So he's on her team.
Yeah.
Let that go.
Sorta.
Sorta. What's the sorta, CLO?
He just wanted to be over, baby.
Uh huh.
That's all he said.
Stop arguing.
He just wanted to be over.
He wants to stop talking about the dress.
Yeah.
That's what he wants.
Yeah. Let's move on. That's all it is.
Herself. Who loan? Y'all do y'all loan dresses and suits? Who do that?
Yeah, I don't
suit.
Yeah, it's a friend in need.
I'm not loaning my suit out.
Dog,
I'm
not doing,
I give you a suit, but I ain't loaning it out.
No,
are you going to bring it back?
I'll give it to you.
Yeah, I just give it to you.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
No, but it's nothing wrong with loaning.
Loaning.
No, if you can loan.
See, that's ladies different from men on that.
Yeah.
I got burnt though loaning.
I believe you. I believe you.
What happened, sir?
I'd rather get. Well, just, you know, my friend gave me.
Bring it back.
I lent her a suit. She gave it back to me, balled up in a bag. Balled up, seriously, in a bag.
You like the lady in Ascensia?
It was balled up in a bag. I was like, okay, this is over.
Thank you, Shirley.
This is over. All right, coming up at the top of the hour, we'll have some national and entertainment news for you right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.